ones, or is there something different about this one, Susan?
No. Okay.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. All right, sir. Thank you for being available.
Thank you for listening.
Take
Thank
care.
You. Appreciate it.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay.
And then our last one,
we've already done.
The very last one?
Yeah. Oh, the very last one, the last page. Yeah, okay. Another Chateau Mountain.
If we were not able to leave a message, it wouldn't let us leave a message.
All right. Let me try to call Welk because they are, well, let me try to call Welk and see if they're.
Did it allow you to text that number?
I'm sorry?
I asked her if she could text the number.
No.
Since she couldn't leave a message.
On Welk. So, are we okay with trying to take up 151 and 152?
Mm-hmm.
Let me pull that out here before I call. Ooh, a big one. Evaluation, discrimination, classification, all three. And we have dueling appraisals. Is that my understanding on this?
Yeah, I guess. I didn't put up theirs because it was.
Okay, so
like I said,
is.
Two properties combined for $2 million. And if you look at the map of the Welk Resort with their 23 plus acres, that's.
Okay.
More than $2 million.
This is Michael Brennan by McFarland Appraisal Group out of St. Louis. And then we have, you guys did one with who? Do we have that one?
Kelly Trimble. That's okay. On your,
that it's on, your it's on the computer. It's not okay.
And just so you know, the PCRs I lowered, I put the value on that we got from Kelly Trimble. I lowered their value to be just under our appraisal from Kelly. We do not have the decision from State Tax Commission. But I went ahead and did that, trying to be fair.
When you say you don't have, they appealed 2 years ago, or?
They appealed for 22. We just had the meetings last month, the STC.
Same property?
Yeah. And so now, because that didn't come through, when the impact notices came out, or I think they just figure we're at the same thing because we did go out and reassess. But again, I've made it match up with the commercial appraisal that the county paid for.
Okay. And was that commercial appraisal less than you had initially sent out the notice for? Was it more?
Yeah.
It was
we
less?
We were initially, for both properties combined, I think a little over $9 million. And now we're like a little over $7 million for two combined.
Okay, and their claim is how much? Their appraisal claim is?
For both, $2 million total.
You're saying it's worth what? $2 million?
I can transfer that over. I mean, I've got.
Are these the same
file.
Appraisals for both, or is there one for each?
They do.
They're different.
Oh.
There's two.
Yeah, one's
one
for
is
the
for,
smaller, and
one's
for the
1.7 million.
Okay. Well, are you going to have the appraiser here for you, or is he not coming?
No, I didn't call Kelly.
Okay, you just.
I gave you those, and I put down his written direct testimony, and I have a piece of paper to tell you the lines to look at on that testimony so that you don't have to go through the whole thing.
Did Kelly have the benefit of looking at their appraisal before he did his?
Yeah, because he had to evaluate it for the county to represent us.
Is Kelly available by chance? Or do you not have the funding?
Well, as a matter of fact, at lunch I was at the budget meeting and they're telling me to slow down. So, but Kelly, like I said, this was accepted into the STC. The reason why their valuation was so much lower, it says that, first of all, they didn't value the acreage at all. They gave it zero. They did not use sales comps. They used some other method. And then their values were based on, I don't know what the guy based it on, but
okay.
23 well, acres in that huge resort is worth more than $2 million.
We need to have them on the phone if we're going to talk further about it. The is Mr. Trimble going to be available to talk to at all about the?
I guess I could call him.
Yeah.
He'd want to charge me though, I'm sure, because that's his business.
Sure. You don't have to. I'm just.
I'd rather not, because like I said, we actually have the appraisals here for you to look at.
Okay. What we'll do is we'll look at it, and I'll probably just call them and let them. Do you guys want some more time to go through their appraisal before we call them, or do you?
I'm okay right now. I'm just trying to figure out like how they justify this number, you know.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, if you guys want a few minutes to look through it before we get them on the line, because that way you can ask those questions. And if you want to write down some questions or whatever. It's my understanding you guys have two different appraisals for two different parcels, so.
Right, and can you see it on your computer, the files that I sent you guys?
Yes.
If you can see the very bottom where it says Trimble WDT, that's his written direct testimony. He puts in a nutshell, even the last paragraph on the last page, what the difference is between the two. And then
okay.
when you ask your questions, I think it will
help. Let me go to that. It's trying to get me to sign in to the OneDrive.
Shouldn't have to.
Yeah, I know, but it's trying to make me. See, I store all my stuff on OneCloud, iCloud, or the OneDrive too. So it may be confusing. No, here it comes. Well, it's going to it, and then it.
Did you want to look at mine for a minute?
I can give you mine. I'm done reading it. You want to just see his testimony?
Keeps trying to make me sign in.
Here.
I was wanting to read that. Can I show him?
Yeah, it's pretty much only it's page 5 through 7 is most of what covers everything you're looking at.
They have a lot on here too. Is there a rebuttal on the valuation on the lot as well? It's number 152.
I think this was for everything, but I.
They've got two line items. One of them's a lot.
Because like on page 6, line 22, parcel number, it says 6.0, which is the big one, 23 acres or over a million square feet. Subject property is only improved with 160,000 square feet of buildings. Site's undeveloped. And their appraisal didn't even account for that extra land.
Have they received Mr. Trimble's?
Yeah, oh yeah. Like I said, we've already...
Have they received this?
Yeah, the written direct testimony.
Written direct testimony.
Yeah.
It looks like they took the 20 operating income with an 11% cap rate, come up with their value. COVID year.
So he addresses both parcels, because like on page 7, it talks about the other parcel that ends in 03 for the land value.
What was Kelly's value?
Pardon?
What 7. Did Kelly appraise it at?
It was like 7.7 approximately.
Yeah, there's two different, because there's one for one parcel, one for the other.
1.7 and 6 point something.
I can go up there and read it for you if you can't see.
Okay. I think he seems to be. Okay. Susan, I think before we have you talk any more about this, we need to get them on the line. I think, we want to evaluate what is in the file here, but then let's get them on the line before we start talking about it anymore. Okay, is the excess site area, is that the second parcel or is that different?
That's still parcel 000.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then they have a small lot on here, which is 003.
And you can see that on Beacon. It gives you a better idea.
But it abuts to the other 26 acres or 30 acres or whatever it is.
Right. There's a water park there. There's a lot.
Who asked these questions?
I'm guessing, yeah, it would have been Travis Elliott, who is my attorney, county attorney, and he would ask Kelly these questions for his written direct testimony.
Gotcha. Okay. His opinion, total value was $8,090,000. Only a $5,240,000 difference?
Yeah, only.
Do you guys have the information you need?
I do.
Okay.
I know this property well.
Let's hear what they have to say, if they're available right now.
That's why we had to get the appraisal, because otherwise we didn't do that.
Brian, my name is David Akers. I'm with the Taney County BOE, and I know we're early, but I didn't know if you might be available now, or do we need to wait till 2:45?
Well, it kind of depends. I submitted an appraisal for you guys. I don't know if you saw that.
We've seen appraisals for the two subject properties. And then our understanding is that you have also seen the appraisal that came out of the county assessor's office.
Yeah, Well, it didn't come out of the key systems. I think it came kind of via them, but yeah.